27 businesses take vaccine mandate to Supreme Court. By Pam Kee on December 20, 2021. Sunday on Fox News Fox and Friends Weekend, Judicial Crisis Network President Carrie Severino and Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz discuss businesses taking President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate to the Supreme Court. Severino said, "The government does not have the authority to do a federal national vaccine mandate," even Chief of Staff Ron Klain admitted. "This is kind of the ultimate workaround to try and find a way to bootstrap their way in. It is, in fact, a huge power grab. OSHA doesn't have the authority. They are job to do workplace safety like mandating hard hats or mandating respirators if you are working with chemicals in the air. Not something like this vaccine mandate," she continued. "It's a lot like the eviction moratorium where the government tried to overstep its authority. The Supreme Court batted that one down, and you think it will do the same thing here?" Ortiz said, talking about putting coals in the stockings of our small business owners across the country. "Millions of small business owners, impacting over 80 million workers across the country. You know, our greatest concern are those small businesses that are 500 employees or less. Even by definition of the Small Business Administration, that is considered a small business. This is not the largest employers of our country like Coca-Cola, Delta, United that we're worried about. We're worried about the small businesses between 100 employees and 500 employees," he added. "This is a real significant impact, in terms of what it will do. In terms of difficulty of the labor shortage, inflation factors, mask mandates, etc. These guys are being pummeled. This is just another example of Biden and the Democrats' war on small businesses. This is going to be debilitating for those small businesses." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.